This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Give me a patch of spice. We learn how Moshe Rabbeinu, though growing up as the son of Paray in the palace of Paray, is drawn to leave the palace to go out to see the way the Bnei Yisrael, his brothers, Klal Yisrael, is being tortured to work. Pasuk says, Vayigdal Moshe, Perik Beis, Pasuk Yiral, Vayiba Yom Ha'im, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Lechov, Vayar Besivloisam, Vayar Ishmitri, Mak Yishivri Miechov. So, this is the Chazal call Yitziah Yoim Aleph, Yitziah Rishayna, the first Yitziah. Because there was a second Yitziah, Vayetze Bayoim Hasheni, and he went out the second day, and there he comes across two people fighting, and he gives the Musa, Rosh Olam HaSakariyecha. So these two events are connected in the Medrash. Vayetze Bayoim Arishan, Vayetze Bayoim Hasheni. And it would seem from the Medrash and the Rishonim that they're connected in an underlying midah, which means that they both, the first day, what Moshe did on the first day when he left, and on Vayetze on the second day, Vayetze Bayoim Hasheni, and what he did on that day, is all from the same midah and shayrish. Which means the fact that he goes out on the first day and he kills the Mitzri, and the fact that he went out on the second day and he gives Musar to the Jew who's hitting the other Jew, it's a connected event. It's 2 days connected events. The same story. You look at the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim actually connect the third story, and that is that when he comes to the Benois Yisroi and he sees that they're being tortured, that the Benois Yisroi are being picked on, Vayaka Moshe Vayeshion. Moshe gets up and he saves them. And the Mefarshim say this too is connected. These are three events which bring out who Moshe Rabbeinu was. The first day, the fact that he went out and he kills the Mitzri. The second day, that he confronts the one who's hitting his friend. And the third event of Vayakam Vayeshion is all one. It's actually all one mita, one shayrish. The pshat in all three stories are the same. What is the connection between these three stories? What is the connection? What is these three stories the shayrish of? What is it proving? What mead is it based on? So if you look at the Rambam seems to learn that this is all about tzedek. Moshe Rabbeinu was truthful. He was honest. Mishpat, judgment, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And in all three cases, he couldn't take avla, something that's been done wrong. The Mitzri hitting the Yid, it's wrong. The Jew hitting the Jew, it's wrong. The people who are hitting and bothering the Benais, it's wrong. And it's in levels. A person could say, you know, the Mitzri hitting the Jew, that's really wrong. That's terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. The Jew hitting the other Jew, I mean, they were both Rishayim, Rashi says. They were both Rishayim. To the point that the Mefarshim ask, so where was the Rosh Olam HaSakariyecha? The Rambam Paskins, you're allowed to hit a Rosh. And if Rashi, the way it brings from Chazal, that it was Rosh HaKemoisai, There was a Rosh like him, so there was no Isser to hit. Yet, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that it was wrong, and he mixed in. He got involved. Mishpat, Tzedek. Vayakam Moshe Vayoshion is a third story, where here it's even more interesting, where it's a guy who is bothering a Gentile, another guy. What are you mixing in? What does that have to do with you? Two strangers, what does that have nothing to do with you? And yet, mishpat, judgment, having discerned something, having bad feelings against wrong, evil, avla, Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved. So these are three stories of tzedek and not being able to be soivel avla on three different levels. The first level, I mean, it's, you see, Nebuch, a Mitzri hitting a Jew, an innocent Jew. The second, it's both are not so innocent, but they're Jews. And the third is they're not even Jews. A guy with a guy, whether you don't know who they are, what they, you know the history behind it, who knows? What are you mixing in? What's your business? Okay. Where do I know this from the Rambam? I know this from two places. Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says that a dayan needs to have the attribute of anshei chayil. Chayil means that he stands up to war, so to speak. He's a soldier, he's a fighter. What does that mean? That means that he goes with a gun. That means that he shoots every guy that comes and does something wrong. What does it mean? So the Rambam explains that he tries with all his strength to save the neshak miyad oishkei. Someone who's being robbed, someone who's being ba'avled, avla, from those that do him avla, that he protects. Like it says, Vayakam Moshe Vayoshi, and he brings our story of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that the Rambam learned that it was the quality of a dayan. Anshei chayil. It has to do with tzedek or mishpat. It has to do with the ability of a dayan to stand for truth. Because if it has to do with good midas, so what does that do? Dayan, every Jew, every person. Why do you bring it in as a halacha dayan, and then you bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? Obviously, he learned it has to do with mishpat. Not being able to stand something which is not truthful. It's not right. It's an avl. And his raya is from Vayakam Moshe Vayoshion. So I learned from this Rambam that the Rambam understood that what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing here was standing for the truth, for justice. In English we would say justice. A dayan stands for justice. Another proof I have, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, Perik Memhei, says that every Navi, before he ascends to the level of Nevuah, he's tested to see if he does something very big, an action which is very, stands out to be something very special. And he says, for example, if you would save a innocent, a chassid, from the hands of Rishayim, because he has to be proven. He has to prove himself that he's roi l'gdula for greatness. Says the Rambam, this is what we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that before he became a Navi, he too did a great act. And which act did he do? The Rambam doesn't bring the first story that he kills the Mitzri. The Rambam doesn't bring the third story like he brings in Halach of Yad HaChazaka, that he saved the Benois Yisrael. But he brings the second story, that he gets mixed in between the two people who are fighting, and he tells the Chayta, how could you sin? What are you sinning for? He gives a Musar. So the Rambam deduces from this that the act of courage, of Gvura, of standing up against the Chayta, against the sinner, is the act that brought Moshe to Nevuah. Now, he calls it Neshak Noishik. He discusses that concept for those that were being taken advantage of. The Rambam seems to learn, like I explained to you, that it's about justice. That he can't take seeing something that's wrong. The story of the Chayta was not saving the innocent. He's not saving him. He's giving Musar for a person who would want to hit another person. The other person might even deserve it. It was a rush, like I tell you. It was more about the avla, the injustice. And the fact that he stands for justice is what led him to be a Navi. So l'chayr we have from the Rambam, that the Rambam learns it's all about tzedek and not being able to be soivel and avla. We find that actually Yaakov Avinu had this midah. In the beginning of Parshas Vayetzeh, Yaakov Avinu comes to Haran, and he also gets involved in a business that's not negate to him. Hey, noy, nayayim, gadol, gives the musr, what are you... And the Mefarshim ask, what are you getting involved? What's it your business? What are you getting... Your business is to come to a new place and start giving people techacha when they should close their jobs and how long they should stay. And how long they should stay. And the answer is, says the Sipurna, Yaakov was midas emes. And because he had midas emes, he couldn't stand injustice. Avla. It was wrong. And since it was wrong, Yaakov had to stand up against it. This l'chayra is what the Rambam understood in Moshe Rabbeinu in these three stories also. Vayigdal Moshe vayetze lechav. He went out. And then all of a sudden he sees injustice. Here a mitzvah is hitting an innocent person. Here another Jew is hitting his friend. Here this Raya is beating up the B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu stands up with courage. And he protests to the injustice. This is actually the midah of Yaakov Avinu, like the Sipurna. Maybe we could say that's the pshat, that when Yisroi tells his daughters, call him into the house, Moshe Rabbeinu. Lama azavta misa'ish, says Rashi, what do you mean azavta misa'ish? Makirani, I recognize him. He is Mizera Yaakov. Rashi says he's a grandchild of Yaakov. Why do we bring him out as a grandchild of Yaakov? What do you mean? You recognize him as a grandchild of Yaakov? How do you recognize him? And the answer is because just like Yaakov Avinu stood up and protested against the injustice, this is the midah of Zera Yaakov, a lineage of Yaakov. You want to talk about a Yid who's a Rachman? Say Zera Avram. Yeah. Usually, when we talk about Rachmanis, we say he's a grandchild of Avram. Or say Zera Yisrael, he's a Jew. Zera Yaakov. Why Yaakov? And the answer is, the way we understand from the Rambam, that this is about standing with courage against injustice. Yisrael says, wow, I know with that story, I read that in the papers. You know where I read it in the papers? About Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov did the same thing. Yeah. You think a story like Yaakov Avinu didn't get around? People would talk, wow, Yaakov Avinu, look at him, look how he stood up. Look how he stood. This was the talk of town, as they say, and people would speak about it. And that's the pshat in Zera Yaakov, which means that Yaakov Avinu already was this midah of standing for justice.
It is.
Okay. This is one way to understand the story, the three events that led to Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and greatness and leadership. The Medrash, on the other hand, talks about a little sheep. Not working. The Medrash talks about a little sheep. See, here what we're learning. The Mefarshim all discuss what was Moshe Rabbeinu before he became the leader. What brought out his greatness? Vayigdal Moshe, what was his greatness? So we're saying, you can learn his greatness according to the understanding of the Rambam is tzedek, emes, to stand up as an anshi chayil, as a warrior for justice. Okay. The Medrash seems to talk about a little sheep. He ran after a sheep. And Rabbi Yishim said, if someone could be so caring for a sheep, he'll be very caring for my people. Rachmanis. Now let's go back to see if all these three stories are also Rachmanis, maybe. Maybe in light of the Midah of Rachmanis that the Medrash talks about, that's what this story is. Why? The concept of saving the Neshak, the one who's being robbed, the one who's being ba'aveled, from those that are ba'avelim, could be Rachmanis also, could be Chesed. True, it could be justice, but could it also come from a shayrish of Rachmanis, kindness. You know, it's interesting. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went out, Vayigdal, Vayetze Alechov. Why did he go out? So Rashi learns, Vayigdal, Moshe, Vayar B'siv Loiso, Nasa Aneinu V'Liboy, Liois Meitzer Aleim. Is that why he went out? Did he go out from the palace in order to be Meitzer? The Ramban doesn't learn like that. The Ramban learns that he went out, curiosity. Someone told me he's a Jew. Who? We don't know. Ramban doesn't say who. But that's what the Ramban says. Someone told me he's a Jew. So curiosity to go out. Curiosity. Once he was out, says the Ramban, then he saw all their torture, all the difficulty they had. Maybe we could come and say, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetze Alechov is actually connected to the Vayar B'Siv Loisom. He went out to be Vayar B'Siv Loisom. He heard he was a Jew, and he decided to go out, you know why? To see. And that's what Rashi means. Nasan Einov V'Liboy, which means that he went out to look, to see. Why couldn't he stay in the palace and do that? I'm sure there were plenty of beautiful balconies in the palace that went up and look with the binoculars. You know, today you have binoculars, you can look, who knows, for 25 cents. You put in a quarter, stomached by inflation with today's standards, it's $1.50 already, but my times when we went to look through those little glitz, it was a quarter. It's not a quarter anymore, huh?
Do you have Ebenezer?
So the Rishonim, so the question is, how come Moshe Rabbeinu went out? He could have done the same thing from the palace. So I always say pshat. In order to see the tzara of another person, you can't see it from the comfort of your own home. A person who sits home, and he's warm and comfortable, he can't identify with the other person's problem. We saw him many times on the Chafetz Chaim, who went collecting by a rich person for a poor person's home to heat, needed heat, needed wood. So the Chafetz Chaim would knock on the door, and the richer person who he knocked by tells the Chafetz Chaim to come in. The Chafetz Chaim says, no, I want to talk to you right here by the door. Why?
Feel it.
Come in. No, Rebbe, I have a beautiful warm couch. He says, that's the problem. If we're going to sit on the couch in the warm, you're not going to feel. You have to go out in the cold. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu Vayetze, he went out. Why did he go out? Because he understood to sit in the palace of the king and say, oh, look, you're not going to feel anything. Vayetze, he went out into the field. He went out to where they were working. Vayarbis of Loisa. That's what it means. Nasan Eino V'Liboy. He put he paid attention that it should that he should feel it. Otherwise, you'd never feel it. So we could learn, either like the Ramban, that it's two things. Vayetze, he went out for curiosity. Vayar b'siv loisa. Or we can learn, Vayetze, he went out to see the siv lois, because that's the only way that you could feel it. Or maybe we could say a third pshat, Rabboisai. And that is, that who says it's enough to just be meitzar? You know, a person tells you that he has a tzara. Has a tzara. So you know, never, terrible. I feel so bad. What does that guy have from you that you feel bad?
Nothing.
I'm not saying fully nothing, you know, at least that, at least you show compassion. But at the end of the day, you're not really resolving anything for the guy. It's not enough just to stay home and say, I feel bad. You gotta do something. That's what maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Vayetze elechav. So you could do something. It's not enough just to stay home and feel the pain. You got to do it. And Itaka did. The Medrash says that he carried each brick. He did something. He hit the Mitzri. He did something. He reacted. He didn't just sit by and say, I feel terrible. Hashem Yazor. You ever hear when you're a person? I once saw a person go to a chayla, a sick person. That sick person was so weak. And all the person was telling him, Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. And I'm thinking, Hashem Yazor. It's very easy for you to say Hashem Yazor. Got to do a little bit better than Hashem Yazor. You got to do a little bit more than just Leois, Meitzar, to feel bad. Hayetze, he went out, he did something. And I found him a car for this. The Heilige Chafetz Chaim in the Hagdamat Avos Chesed learns what's the pshat in Leois Meitzar, says the Chafetz Chaim, Leois Meitzar, and therefore you have to go out of your way to do something. Leois Meitzar means not just to be Meitzar. In the beginning of Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim seems to be pointing this point out. He's trying to break the same point that we're making. That it's not enough to just feel bad. Feel bad and do something. Rabbeinu Yoina and Shar Gimel, I've read this to you many times, the Lashon Rabbeinu Yoina, part of Chesed is not just to do chesed when it comes to you, but it's to sit and think how I could kumbase, find ways of doing chesed and helping others. You know, a person gets chesed, he feels that it came to his door and he's got to do it. But does he go out to search the chesed? Maybe that's Vayetze. He went out to search the chesed. He went out to search to help. It's not enough to come and say, all right, let me see, if it comes to me, I'll do it. Vayetze, you have to go out and think of ways. Mechadesh chidushim. Mechadesh chidushim. On how to do and help others. That's the Vayetze Elechov. He went out. Vayar. Which means he proactively he went to do the chesed, to help, to save. And this, Rabboisai, is to be neshak miyad oishik, to save the oppressed from those that oppress, and proactively to get involved. This was the Midah of Moshe when he hits the Mitzri. This is also when he Lomer Rosh Lomer Sakari Yecho. This is also Vayaka Moshe Vayashian. Like the Rambam, it's justice. But the way we're learning based on the Medrash, it's goodness, it's Rachmanis. It's to not swallow the pain of the other person and not feel cold, ach zar, that he's zar to the pain of the other person, and say, you know what, I wish I could help. That's standing on the sidelines doesn't mean you help the person. You You have to go and do something.
Kazar.
You got a kazar. Achzar. It's zar means that a person is zarut, strange, fremd. In Yiddish we say fremd. You have to be able to be, that's like you. The story happened to you, not to the other person. Tell me, if a person would have a tzara, would he say, Hashem Yazar? No, we do. He would be mishtadel to do something. To come and say, ah, I feel bad. That's not cool, taking care of a problem. Your thing, you wouldn't say, I feel bad. You would be mispalil and do whatever you could do. This is Vayetze Elecha Vayar B'Sivloisam. And I want to tell you more. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, his name was Moshe. What does Moshe mean? Ki min amayim mishisihu. So there's an unbelievable sipurna that says that why are we so busy with ki min amayim mishisihu, what Bas Parai, what she did, why is that so important? So many Bali Musa speak about Hakaras HaToiv, that since she did such good to Moshe Rabbeinu, that name remained, Moshe.
She was called life, huh?
The Sipurna learns that actually this was the tchuna of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe means Moshiach, to save. Moshe, his life began with an act of Hoshiach, of saving, in order that this should be a simon for the rest of his life, that he should be a Moshiach, a savior. Ki min amayim mishisiyu, mishisiyu means I saved him from the water. Moshiach, says the Sipurna, and that was the rest of his life already ingrained in his mahus. And that's why his life began with it. His life began with an act of Hoshiach, because that was going to be his life's mission. And he says the Sipurna that actually Moshiach is two things. Moshiach, that they took him out of the water, and Moshe, that one day he'll take Klal Yisrael out of the water by Kriyas Yamsuf. And it's interesting, his real name was actually Moshe Moshe. You know that? If you look at the parsha, we'll find that Moshe Rabbeinu was called by the Rebbeinu Shlom. Moshe Moshe, al tikrav haloyim. Don't come that close. So the Mefarshim point out that whenever it says two names, Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Shmuel, Shmuel, it's an asnachta, there's a stop in the middle. Avram, Avraham, it stops in the middle. Moshe is Moshe, Moshe without a stop. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, a Moirid Kipshat. He says that the Marash Kitni Kinoim, the Kadmoinim, it's brought down, and Moshe's name wasn't Moshe, it was actually Moshe Moshe. That was his real name. By Avraham, it was Avram. And the Rebbeinu Shloilom, Mitoi Chiba, calls him twice. Avram, Avram. Yaakov, Yaakov. Shmuel, Shmuel. But his name was Shmuel. Moshe's name was Moshe Moshe.
Why? Why not something?
According to the Sipurna, I believe the Pshat is very beautiful. Moshe, he was taken out of the water, and Moshe eventually he will take out. His name was Moshe in the past, and that Moshe will be in the future. It's two different stories. He's named after two different things. He's named after Moshe, that he was taken out of the water in the beginning, and that Moshe of the future, you will take Klal Yisrael out of the water. So his name was Moshe Moshe, and that's why he's being told here now, when he's being taken to the snare, and he's being charged to go do the shlichus, Moshe Moshe. It's not enough, the old Moshe. It's not only that you were Moshe from the water in the past, but now you have to do the second part of the Moshe. You have to go to Mitzrayim and be the manhig and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and out of the water. Now, when he's being told that he's the manhig, that he's the leader, that he has to go to Mitzrayim b'shlichus, he's told Moshe Moshe. Your name is Moshe Moshe. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer quotes the Daskei Mibali Atosis that bring a medrash that when the Eibishter said, Moshe, Moshe, what did he answer? Hineini. He answered, Hineini. So the Rabbi Yishon tells him, Atikr v'aloyim. What does Atikr v'aloyim mean? Don't come this close. Don't reach till here. Don't get. Why? Because he was wearing his shoes. Says the Baal Yatoysis, no. Atikr v'aloyim, you still didn't reach Avram. You think you're like Avram? When I said Avram, Avram, he answered, Hineini. He answered, Hineini. When I said, Yaakov, Yaakov, they answered, Hineini. You, I say, Moshe, don't answer, Hineini. You're not holding there yet. Hineini, you're not holding there yet.
Yeah, he didn't say
that. Huh?
Said, I think.
That's right. So the Hashem tells him, Al Tikra Malayim, you haven't reached that Hineini yet. You haven't reached Al Tikra Malayim, you haven't reached the Hineini yet. Why not? Ask the Chassam Sofer. Well, why not? Answer the Chassam Sofer, because by Avraham, the double word Avraham, Avraham, is Chiba, that Hashem shows love. Moshe, you think it's the same thing, because I said Moshe, Moshe. No. By you, it's because that's your name. Avraham, Avraham. That wasn't his name. So it's Chiba, Rashi says. It's love. Oh, Hineini. Don't think you're like Avram. So I never understood. Where does Hineini, I'm like Avram? How does Hineini mean like I'm like Avram? So I want to say pshats like this. Why is Avram called Avram? Because he did his tafka with the hey, Avraham, right? Avraham, he's finished. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he was finished already. Moshe. And therefore, when he says Moshe, Moshe, it's Chiba. And what does he say? Hineini, I'm here. So the Rabbi Yisrael says, Hineini, you're not here yet. You're not reaching yet. You didn't reach yet. You still have the Moshe, Moshe, you still have the second part. That's what it means. What does Moshe Rabbeinu come and say? Moshe, Moshe, Hineini, I'm here. No, you're not there yet. I'll take my line. You haven't reached it yet. Because you still have to do what? Moshe, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the Pshat. Because I never understood what is the Baal. I hear the Pshat of Chassam Sofer, but what's he saying? And this is the Pshat, I think. The Pshat is, I'll take of Haloim. You haven't reached yet. Avram finished his, when he did the Akedah already. This is after the Akedah. But Avram was after the Akedah. After the Akedah, Avram, Hineini, I'm here. I finished my Tafkid. Moshe, Moshe, Hineini. No, you're not Hineini. No, no, no. You still have Moshe, Moshe, the second part. You still have to do the whole second part of the tafkid of your life. Hineini is not ready yet. Moshe was about saving Moshiach, Vayakum Vayoshion, and that was his greatness. Vayigdal Moshe Vayetel Lechov, because he had the need of saving, of helping. You know, the Mefarshim ask, what already did Moshe Rabbeinu gain by helping the one Jew? What do you have from it? You think if you help one person, it's going to help anything? What does Moshe Rabbeinu gain by helping one person? One person. He helps the guy with the brick. You're talking about 600,000 people working. What's the... Another question. What did you gain by hitting the mitzvah? Please, it's a whole country of Mitzrayim. What do you have from it? Bali Musa even asked him even better. Wasn't it more effective and smarter and wiser? He shouldn't kill the Mitzri. Stay in the palace and help the Yiddish people with the through the palace. He's Karv L'Malchus. He's close to the king. He has connections in the government, so to speak. King. He's the son of the king. He's a prince. Stay home and help them from within. What are you ruining it for? What are you killing it over one story with the mitzvah? What are you doing? So either the pshat was he thought he would get away with it, nobody would know. Achi noy davar. Tamashmi, he expected to get away with it. He didn't think the Jewish people would say anything. So he thought he would get away with it. Okay. Pashat. Or maybe we could come and say, Moshe Rabbeinu's tchuna was Moshiach, you saved. Vayakam Moshe. You don't make cheshbonis. You know, sometimes when you make a cheshbon that I can be better off doing something, helping you a different way, it's because you really don't want to do anything. You know, when you see a guy get stuck on the road or he gets hurt, you know what most people do? I call the police. You know why they like to call? It looks good for them. Looks like they're helping. But you know what the real story is? They don't want to stop to help. They don't want to stop to help. So they give it a thing. Oh, I'll call the police. The police could really, they could do better. But if you really cared, you'd stop the car and get out and do something. Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the car, got out and did something. He couldn't stand by idly and watch it. He needed to go do something. He needed to go do something. Because to stand by and watch, it is smart. You see, when a person's busy being too smart all the time, he gets nothing done. Sometimes, making cheshbonos, yeah, about how you think you could always help the guy better by doing this and doing that, you do nothing. A lot of people, all day long, they're busy trying to figure out how to help the other guy. And Lamaise, they do nothing. Yeah. They're thinking all day long. Thinking all day long. So sometimes it's good. Most of the time, it's an excuse because you don't really want to do anything. I'll think about it. Yeah, let me see. Okay, I'll think. I'll get back to you. I'll think about it. You know why? Because you don't want to do anything. Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu did. Maase. Vayoshia. Moshia. To help. To save. To save the underdog. Moshia. Moshia. To save the underdog. And that's the pshat. Moshe. Moshe. His tchuna. And his tafkid was to be a Moshiach, to save. This Rabbeisai is the Vayetze Lechov. Went out, he did something. Vayar B'Siv Loisam. And he kills the Ish Mitzri. He kills the Ish Mitzri. And now I want to tell you something even deeper. Moshe Rabbeinu was distraught that no one else stood up for the Yid. Moshe Rabbeinu was bizarre that nobody else stood up. If you look at the pasuk, it says "Vayar b'siblo, Vayar ish mitzri, Vayifen koi v'choi, Vayar ki einish."
Nobody.
Where's the nobody? So Rashi explains that nobody's going to come from him. Nobody's going to come from him. That's how Rashi says. Nobody's going to come out of him. Vayar ki einish, that nobody's going to come out of him. Briskerov explains, what do you care, what do you need it for? And the answer is, because he killed him, B'Shem HaMafayrish, it was Misa B'Dei Shamayim, and therefore we had to make a cheshbon if he really had somebody coming out of him or not coming out of him. If he had somebody coming out of him, then we wouldn't kill him.
Lomigayer,
we wouldn't kill him. Briskerov, famous Torah, why we had to look in the future. My real disc learns the pas the shot in the pas kipshuta, and that is a medrash. Really, it's based on a medrash. Vayiven koy v'choy, hayar ki einish, that there was nobody who stood up to save the yid. That's vayar ki einish. So nobody. Yidizak was a chonginum fadid. Why did anyone not stand up? Hayar ki. My real diskin explains that the pshat is the lash of the pasuk. Vayar ki einish. You hear? It says in the pub. Sorry, vayar. It says ish mitzri. Who's ish mitzri? One. Ish one. That's why it says ish. Why do you call him ish? Ish to teach me that it was only one. Maki ish ivri me'echov. Who's the echov? So parsha pshat goes back on Moshe echov, his brothers. He saw a Ish Mitzri hitting one of his brothers because Moshe felt that he was a Yid now. Moshe looked at himself as a Jew. My real diskin explains Me'echa means from others. There were other people standing around.
Watching.
They were watching. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what? How could they sit there and watch this? What's going on here? He couldn't take it. That's what was bothering him. Vayifen koi v'choi. He looks around. Vayar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's me to stand up and do something. Why is nobody doing anything? And I'd like to add, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu Pshat from the Bina Le'itim. The Bina Leitim was the Reb Shlomo Figu. He lived in the 1600s. It was a Katan, a beautiful sefer, Bina Leitim. So Bina Leitim, he explains that that's actually the next day also. The next day, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. The next day, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. You hear? And he sees that the two Jews are fighting. Then it says, Achi Noid HaDavar. So the Mefarshim learn, Achi Noid HaDavar, why they're in Galus. Because the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu could understand why they're in Galus. And the answer is, Achi Noid HaDavar, because Dalturim, someone snitched. Bina Leitim learns a little differently. He liked the pshat of the Aril Diskin. What was bothering Moshe Rabbeinu was that the two Jews were fighting and nobody stood up to save the Jew. I'm sorry, not the two Jews. The Mitzvah was beating up the Jew and nobody stood up to save him. Says Bina Leitim, so Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself, maybe they didn't have the strength emotionally to stand up against the Mitzvah. Don't forget, in the Holocaust we had the same thing. But then he goes out the next day and he sees that the two Jews are fighting between themselves. Ah, so you do have strength. You do have courage to fight. So why the day before didn't you stick up for your Eid? If you're able to fight, if you're able to... You see, you have the fight in you. Why didn't you use this fight? Why didn't you use this fight to stand up yesterday? Now says Bina Leitim, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, now you know why they're in Galus. If a Yid can't stand up to save another Yid, if a Jew cannot stand up to protect an Achi Noida Dover, now I know why they're in Galus. Unbelievable. That the first and the second and the third was all about Vayeshion. So it comes out of Moshe Gipshat now. Even the second case, which Moshe gives Musar, Lama Sakare Yecha, it's also about why didn't you go and save your brother? Yeah, but they're both Rishayim. Where's saving? And the answer is, if you could fight between yourselves, what happened to the day before? So actually it's both. The stories are connected. The first story, that the Mitzri hits the Jew, and the second story, that the Jews were hitting each other, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musar, is one story now. That it's the story, how come yesterday you didn't have the kayach? You couldn't stick up. You couldn't fight back. And all of a sudden here you're able to fight back. So the choyta was not so much the avla, the halacha of hitting one the other. It was the neshak and oishik. Where's your sense of sticking up for the underdog? Between yourselves, you're able to fight. And yesterday, you couldn't stick up for a guy who was getting beaten up, a Jew, a brother. Vayakam Moshe Vayashion, the Inyan of Vayashion, to save Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't swallow. And that was Vayigdal Moshe. That was Moshe's greatness. Moshe's greatness was this Inyan of Moshiach, that he was able to save. Was able to save Klal Yisrael. Why what?
Why you save it?
The same thing, because the Vayeshian, to save the underdog, Neshak and Oishik, when somebody is downtrodden,
and blood is kin, or Moshiach,
when somebody sees that a person is drowning, so to speak, to save that person. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, the Medrash actually says that they tried to drown the Bnei Yisrael. I don't know if you know that. That's an interesting Medrash. Yeah, the Medrash says clearly that the Medrash says that they went and they were trying to drown the Bnei Yisrael. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu saves from drowning, from water.
Makes sense, yeah.
Ki min amayim ishisihu. Moshe is saving a lot of people from the water. Yeah, a lot of people from the water. Ki min amayim ishisihu. Saving. Drowning. The point being, when someone is drowning, don't stand by idle and watch. And it doesn't have to be literally drowning. It can be drowning in pain, drowning in yisurim, drowning in difficulty in parnasa. This becomes vayakam Moshe vayashion, and this is the maila of neshak and oishik, moishiki, This is the lesson that we should...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.